This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. And this is edition number 2042, recorded on Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2019, our first edition of 2019. So may we wish all our listeners a very happy new year. This part of Chatterbox is read by me, Rupert Hipwell.
And me, Sarah Lomax.
And this week we welcome a new listener, Mr. William Hemnell of Wyndham. We hope you enjoy your weekly Chatterbox recording.
We start with stories of a seasonal nature, beginning with one where the landlord of a Norwich pub opened his doors to the community on Christmas Day. Further festive cheer was provided by a house builder.
The landlord of a Norwich pub, which opened its doors to the community on Christmas Day, has expressed his thanks to the people who helped make the day possible. On Christmas Day, the Boundary Pub in Aylsham Road welcomed 37 people who would otherwise have had to spend the day alone, and they were treated to a free Christmas lunch complete with all the trimmings. After the success of the event, the pub's landlord, Jonathan Childs, has thanked everyone who made the Christmas Day celebrations a reality and has vowed to continue holding community events in the new year. Thanking the supermarkets and local suppliers who donated food to the pub for the meal, including Coleman's Farm, Thane's Farm, Asda, Tesco and the local branch of the Co-op, Mr. Childs said, "A big thank you to the Soul Church for vegetables and meat, and a huge thank you to the various members of the public who helped prepare and serve food, or those who simply made donations." Mr. Childs, who has been landlord of the pub since August 2017, also expressed his thanks to Mr. Kerslake from Dereham, who provided 40 warm crash packs to the pub, which were passed on to those in need. "I'm sure that the kindness of the many helped the 37 people who spent Christmas Day with us at the Boundary, and helped them to have a day of good times with lots of lovely food and little gifts. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for your kindness," he said. The landlord added that following the success of the Christmas event, the pub would be launching a Meetup Monday club in the new year to help continue to tackle loneliness in the community. "Being lonely or being isolated is not good, so it's important for us here to try and help. Our Meetup Monday will offer free hot drinks and sandwiches, a warm welcome and a place to chat. We will also try to offer help with benefit issues and signpost people in the right direction with many things. People need company, and we have a warm, safe environment, so I want to make a difference to lonely, isolated people," he said.
House builder David Wilson Holmes spread some festive cheer around Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital by delivering toys and gifts to the children's ward for Christmas. As well as giving presents for youngsters who needed to spend the big day in hospital, the company also donated toys suitable for the newborn babies on the antenatal ward. Sales manager Louise Thompson has first-hand experience of the important work the antenatal ward does after her grandson received care in the hospital following a premature birth. She said, "We were happy to spread some festive cheer to children who will be spending this Christmas in hospital. We hope that the gifts can lift the spirits of those spending time in hospital at this difficult time of year." Emma Chapman, matron of the hospital, Jenny Lynn Children's Department, said, "We are grateful for this generous donation, which will benefit our young patients over Christmas."
Fish and chips was on the menu at Thorpe St Andrews Dementia Cafe as members enjoyed an alternative Christmas meal. About 50 people, including volunteers, sponsors and the Domino Choir, attended the event at Roxley Hall at Yarmouth Road on December the 19th. Clarion Futures Communities provided fish and chips from Thorpe Fish Bar for members, while Lee Reeves from Morton Reeves Estate Agents provided mince pies and biscuits. Soft drinks and crackers were donated by Kate Raven of Nanny's Cakes. Domino singers performed festive songs and leader Brenda Binns presented a donation to the group, which was accepted by Fiona Bass. Mini Monkeys Gym and Sainsbury's also made contributions to the cafe. The Dementia Cafe meets on the third Wednesday of the month from 10 a.m. to 12 midday.
Animal sanctuaries across the region have blasted thoughtless pet owners after an influx of new arrivals over the festive period. Sanctuaries and RSPCA centres in Norfolk and Waveney have taken in hundreds of unwanted pets throughout December, many of whom have been abandoned or have suffered at the hands of their former owners. In December last year, the RSPCA's hotline was flooded with 55,821 calls from the public. Earlier this month, the charity launched an appeal to cover its costs over winter, during which it expects to take more than 10,000 animals into care. Independent sanctuaries have meanwhile been inundated with new arrivals, and Hallswood Animal Sanctuary in Stratton Strawless is no different. We always get animals coming in at this time of year because, sadly, people tend to acquire a new pet at Christmas, said owner Liz Hall. We've seen a lot of older animals requiring a space. Existing pets don't always cope well with a companion, and when that happens, it's the fluffy new puppies that get to stay at home. Society these days seem to see pets as throwaway items, possessions rather than animals. They think there's a queue of people willing to take them, but there simply aren't enough rescue spaces or homes.